Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast. We're here to give you the good news that is happening all around the globe, from the economy to inspirational stories and everything in between. If you have a story and you'd like to share it with us, let us know at thegoodnewsispodcast@gmail.com. U.S. home sales hit an 11th-month high in December, and the number of properties on the market was the fewest in nearly 7 years, pointing to a possible recovery in the housing sector. The National Association of Realtors said on Friday existing home sales increased 5%, marking the third straight monthly increase, with all four of the nation's regions recording gains. Millen Mulrain, a senior macro strategist at TD Securities in New York, says, "It is very encouraging that the current phase of the recovery is being driven by economic fundamentals as opposed to being fostered by temporary stimulus." Saying such as "have a nice day" or "keep smiling" often go unnoticed or underappreciated in our busy lives, but Samantha Bremer, an 8th grade student at Mill Creek Middle School, is using the messages to bring positive energy back into the classroom. While most of her friends were enjoying winter break from classes, Samantha, with fellow 8th grader Ashley Sobzek, spent their time personally writing 820 friendly messages on post-it notes to put on students' lockers. Samantha, who attached the notes to lockers throughout the school earlier this month, said the idea came after she watched numerous videos focused on anti-bullying. "I just thought of it out of the blue after watching videos of so many people saying mean things to each other," she explained. "Some people need encouragement to get through their day, and I thought it would be nice to leave a positive comment for everyone." A year and a day after she set out to sail single-handed around the globe, Dutch teenager Laura Dekker will finish her 27,000-mile voyage on Saturday. Miss Dekker, who is 16 years old, has cut 6 months off the unofficial record set in 2010. The voyage on a 38-foot boat called Guppy also raised money for the Sea Shepherd Netherlands, an organization whose mission is to end the slaughter of wildlife in the world's oceans. And our top story today, over the past 12 years, the world has made stunning progress toward the goal of having more children attend primary school. In sub-Saharan Africa, enrollment in primary school is up 18%, and globally, the number of young children not attending school has been cut by 35%. Countries have made progress on this UN Millennium goal by abolishing school fees, building schools in remote areas, switching the language of instruction to the one that children actually speak, and giving families incentives to send children to school. In some countries, parents who keep their girls in school get sacks of food from the World Food Program. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is. To improve the quality of our show and to help keep us ad-free, consider a donation. Simply send us an email at thegoodnewsispodcast@gmail.com for details.